Today is International Women's Day. Listen to Catherine Makoni rejecting all forms of violence.
Violence happens in urban areas and violence happens in rural areas. So it's not necessarily where you are. It's about the culture of violence that's so pervasive in our community and how acceptable and how normal we make it as people. It's not normal. It's abnormal. It's wrong.
Of the 1.6 million Zimbabweans living with HIV, 55% are women, according to government statistics. According to AFP, Zimbabwe's National AIDS Plan for 2010 says women and girls are particularly vulnerable to the disease. They may be compromised in their ability to ward off unwanted sexual attention or negotiate safe sex, it said. Increasing levels of poverty lead some women into casual or commercial sex work, while male norms allow for multiple and concurrent partnership, including casual and commercial sex. AFP reports that Morgan Tsvangirai will run in next year's national elections, but is calling for peacekeepers to guard the election over fears that security forces will intimidate voters. President Robert Mugabe hinted that he too will run for re-election. The unity government is supposed to prepare for elections in 2011, but it has been beset by disputes among the partners. According to Times Live, four Cape Town properties belonging to the Zimbabwean government could be sold off to compensate a group of dispossessed farmers following a landmark ruling in the High Court in Pretoria, South Africa. In a BBC report, the head of the South African World Cup Organizing Committee, Danny Jordan, says the South African security services are liaising with English police forces to identify known troublemakers and prevent them from traveling to this year's World Cup. There was a steady turnout in Iraq's second general election since the 2003 invasion, despite at least 35 people killed in attacks, according to the BBC. ABC Online reports that a campaign by the Red Cross and the United Nations to eradicate polio in West and Central Africa started yesterday and will target 85 million children. Bob Geldof has challenged the BBC to substantiate its report that millions raised for famine relief in Ethiopia were diverted to pay for weapons. The campaigner, who led the Western relief effort in the 80s, said there was not a shred of evidence Band-Aid or Live Aid money was siphoned off. The BBC said it was standing by the report. Peace FM reports that Sizla Kalonji, one of the world's seasoned reggae musicians, last Friday rocked enthusiastic fans at the Ohene Jan Sports Stadium with an outstanding concert to usher in Ghana's 53rd independence celebration.